We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's do some 15 minutes of Heat and NBA. Our friend Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us here. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Brian Geltzeiler, he's heard on SiriusXM's NBA Radio. He's a contributor to NBA TV as well. You can follow him on Twitter at HoopsCritic. 15 minutes of Heat. It's brought to you today by BrandsMart, BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. And by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Heat are 5-2 after the loss to Denver last night. They play in Phoenix tomorrow. And Geltzy is one of our all-time favorites. I haven't spoken with him yet this basketball season. Hello, Geltzy.
Hello, Hawk. I bet you say that to all the boys.
Yeah, I do. But we'll move on.
Absolutely. You're an easy read from 1,000 miles away.
I like to live my radio life by the words of the great Sid Rosenberg. My entire life is a lie.
But I love it. By the way, one of my favorite human beings on the planet as well.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I'm teasing.
I love Sid. So we haven't talked to you. Obviously, Heat season has been underway. NBA season has been underway. Have the Heat, now, again, last night's game, maybe a weird one to come off of because that was their worst game of the season. But through seven games, have the Heat exceeded your expectations? They're 5-2.
Most certainly. Listen, I think this is a very athletic team, more so than I thought. The contributions from some of these young guys have been meaningful. When you look at the fact that they've done 5-2 and they were without Butler for a couple games because of the birth of his daughter, Winslow was banged up for a few games. They were without him. He's a very important player. Haven't had Olynyk the whole season. And not that he's a hugely important player to them, but you look at all these different interchangeable parts that they've been able to plug in. It speaks a heck of a lot to how good the Miami Heat's player development program is. And listen, in an Eastern Conference that, let's face it, I beyond Philadelphia and Milwaukee, who knows who's going to be that good in the conference? Miami's put themselves squarely in that conversation. And I got to tell you something. Butler hasn't even really started to do what Butler can do yet. And once he gets going here and this whole thing starts to orbit around him, I think this team can come to another level. This is a fun team to watch. And listen, guys, I will tell you, I picked Bam Adebayo as my most improved player in the league before the season began. I'm not a fan. Listen, I don't know that he gets it right now with the way Brandon Ingram's playing, but I don't feel bad about that one either. I think he's playing really, really good.
And Geltz, you talked about Jimmy. It was one of the questions I was going to ask you. You said he's not really, you know, rolling like he's going to be rolling soon. You're anticipating, because I was going to ask you, is he capable of taking over a game offensively? We haven't seen it down here. Like the Hardens, the Dames, the Kyries, like I know they're the top guys. Even Beal, Doncic, like those guys can take a game over. Jimmy doesn't strike me as a guy that can just give me the ball, let me go score some points.
Well, here's the thing, Crowder. I disagree. He is. And I think when you're playing things systemically the way he wants them and he's most comfortable, he's absolutely that. Let's not forget that last year Philadelphia gave Toronto the toughest run that anybody gave Toronto in the playoffs. It took Kawhi Leonard with a fadeaway corner jump shot that bounced on the rim three times for Toronto to win that series. And by the way, Joel Embiid was sick that whole series and played god-awful and looked like half the player that he is. The reason, the number one, and Ben Simmons didn't play wonderful either. The number one reason was Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler can carry a team on his back. He is absolutely that guy. Now, listen, he needs pieces around him to truly be able to advance and get deep in the playoffs. That that's the big question. Does he have pieces around him here? Are these young guys going to grow up fast enough to make it work? And that's why I look at a guy like Adebayo in his third year in the league, a guy like Winslow, I believe it's his fourth year in the league right now. These are guys that their maturity is going to be maybe the most important element for this Heat team and how they develop, because they're going to need these guys to play closer to lead dogs than they are role players to be able to kind of surround Jimmy with the right kind of group to be able to do that. Another guy I got to mention here, guys, and you know, you heard his name in trade rumors the entire offseason in terms of the Heat looking to go maybe add another big piece. You always hear about his name because he's the expiring contract. But Goran Dragic, man, this guy keeps reinventing himself. And here now in a bench role, in a six-man role for this team, as an instant offense guy off the bench, playing some, not the minutes load he normally would play earlier in his career for the player that he is, he's taken to this role in a really great way. So there's so many good things happening with this team right now. But I do, getting back to your question, Crowder, I got to tell you, Jimmy can be that guy. And over time, I think you will see Jimmy be that guy for the Miami Heat.
Brian Geltzeiler is with us, NBA Radio, NBA TV. You mentioned a bunch of roster guys. You said the young guy, Bam Adebayo, but let's go even younger. Tyler Hero, Kendrick Nunn. What's your first impressions of Tyler Hero, our first-round draft pick?
Well, let's start here. You know, I years ago, as a quick side story, guys, years ago, I was at the U.S. Open, and maybe it was a PGA Championship in 1993 at Baltusrol Country Club. It was the Open, actually, at Baltusrol Country Club in Springfield, New Jersey. And I walked up to Chris Berman, and I started firing out to him NBA nicknames. Remember, he used to do all the nicknames on NFL primetime, right? Alexander, loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right.
Right.
And I fired a bunch of nicknames to him. And the reason I bring that story up right now, there may not be a player more designed for a Chris Berman nickname than Tyler Hero. So I'm kind of narrowing it down as either Tyler holding out for a hero or Tyler, did you ever know that you're my hero? I'm not sure which one we're going to mix in there, but that's
holding out for a hero. Holding out for a hero is a banger. That's a better song.
Yeah,
than,
right? That's a good
yeah,
one, right?
Yeah, so, that's a great
Tyler
song.
Tyler Hero gets that one. In all seriousness, listen, he is, people compare him to J.J. Redick coming out. He's a better athlete. And the thing that you like about him, where Jimmy Butler went into Minnesota and Wiggins and Towns kind of wilted over what he expected out of them, this guy has looked at Jimmy Butler and said, teach me. Tell me what I should be doing here as an NBA player, because if you're going to do it, I'm going to do it. And that says a lot for who this kid is. Listen, we know he can shoot it. It's the other aspects of the game that he's going to have to get better at. Now, as things, as teams start to adjust to Tyler Hero, we're going to see what he has under the hood. You can't go under screens with Tyler Hero. You cannot, because he will shoot over them and he will drain jump shots over you. But what's he going to do when teams start going over screens on him and he's got to put it on the floor and they're overplaying him off the ball and they're banging him around a little bit? That's going to be the big question for him. Now, again, I think it may be, you know, no trajectory for any player is straight up. So you're going to see your ebbs and flows with this kid's game. But in the end, the ability to shoot the ball, having the degree of athleticism that he does and the work ethic, I think you got yourself a keeper here. I think he's going to be a heck of a player. Listen, Kendrick Nunn's a great story, but he's more than a story. He is actually a guy that can play, but he has to be in the right context to be productive for you. And he caught that context here with the Miami Heat. Listen, you look at these smaller scoring guards that aren't necessarily the best distributors, and it's tough for those guys. Even in the league today, it's tough for those guys. Kendrick Nunn is in a spot here at 6'2", where he can worry about scoring the ball more than he has to worry about getting people involved. Because when you have a player like Justice Winslow, who, I mean, they list him at what, 6'5", but maybe 6'4", whatever it is. But with Winslow, who's a bigger point forward, point guard type of player that involves people, Winslow can be your point on offense and defend wings on defense, and then you have Nunn playing off the ball, and he can go defend point guards on offense. And again, Nunn has, that's been a revelation, I think, for me a little bit too, is how well Nunn has handled himself on the defensive end of the floor. You combine that with the fact that Jimmy Butler's a guy that likes to have the ball in his hands a heck of a lot. You don't necessarily need Nunn to be distributor. He can be who he is on this team, and that's the wonderful part about this. The Heat have created a context here, and granted, you're not building this thing around Kendrick Nunn, but he kind of comes in and complements skill sets that your other established players have, and that's a really important factor with a young player. So listen, I Hero I think being in Miami, the culture there, being around Butler is going to help him work ethic-wise, but Nunn just lands in the right place at the right team with the right people around him, and I think that's a big thing here. I don't know that Nunn would have this degree of early success with an organization not the Miami Heat.
And, Gelsey, from the inside, we're excited. Like you're saying, Nunn working out, Hero working out, Bam doing what he's doing now. Myers Leonard went out and had a hell of a ball game the other night. What is the weakness as you watch this team? Is it size? Because I see a lot of teams trying to go down low on us and try to beat up the bigs.
It's a little bit, listen, it's a little bit of size, but you know what? I think Bam's a physically tough guy. And you know what, Crowder? Look at what Myers Leonard did last year at the end of that Golden State series. He had a couple of huge games. He, like, came of age right in front of our faces then and played really well and really physical and hit a bunch of threes. Listen, teams are going to try to challenge them inside and see what they could do in terms of getting guys in foul trouble and having that be a place where they can try to score on them. But as the season goes on, Adebayo's going to get tougher with that. Leonard's going to be real good in his role. I don't know in the end if I would start both of them. I think they're the one guy who hasn't given them much, who's just back in the lineup here, who I think they're very disappointed in, is James Johnson. Because ultimately, I think with this team's going to go the way they need to play, Johnson's a guy that's going to give them a lot of minutes at the four because of what he does defensively and how versatile he is. They need that kind of versatility. So that's a guy that they have on board right now, has, you know, showed up not in Miami Heat shape and certainly got sent home for it. Now he's just starting to, you know, find himself a little bit. Even last night, in 6 minutes, he had three steals. I mean, not really a big deal, but Johnson's a guy that they're going to need there, and I think that'll help them because ultimately a four out around Adebayo or Leonard is going to be okay. I think defensively you may have issues having Adebayo and Leonard on the floor for long periods of time together.
Brian Geltzeiler, you hear him on NBA radio and see him on NBA TV. Follow him on Twitter at HoopsCritic. He's one of our absolute favorite guys to talk NBA with. Quickly, before we run out of time, because we had brought this up at the beginning of the show, Kawhi's going to miss tonight with load management. Where do you stand on that this early in the season?
He won a title doing it this way last year. I don't know why people expect any different. I think the issue is that, you know, national TV games is the big issue. I think if these weren't national TV games, I don't think people would be screaming to the extent that they're screaming. And ultimately, I think that the league may have to intervene here, but part of the league having to intervene is maybe not scheduling this team next year on back-to-back nights when, you know, with the understanding that you have a very good chance that you're not going to see Kawhi Leonard. I think, you know, there may be a situation that comes forward here, and if I'm one of these TV partners, I'm going to command a load management plan from teams in advance of the season. It's going to be hard for teams to do that because they'd like to measure how a guy's body feels, but I think ultimately for the betterment of the product and the financial success of the league, something like that's going to have to happen. I can't blame this on Kawhi Leonard just for the fact that when he did it last year and it worked. What do you expect? He's not going to do it again. It worked. But I think the league has to be more proactive, and what we're seeing is that the honor system in kind of please don't do this and we're discouraging you from doing this, it's not really discouraging him at all. He's doing what he wants when he wants. I mean, listen, last week he sat a national TV game, I believe against Phoenix, to be able, and maybe it wasn't Phoenix, but he sat a national TV game to be able to play the night after because he wanted to play against his old team, the Spurs. I think the national TV games absolutely have to take precedence. That's not happening right now, and you know, this is yet another problem Adam Silver's going to have to get in front of, because everything I'm hearing coming out of these TV partners, especially ESPN right now, is they are less than pleased, to a point where you hear a whole lot of ESPN personalities on TV and on the radio being overly critical of Kawhi Leonard right now. And listen, I don't totally blame him, and I don't blame ESPN. By the same token, this is a horse that's out of Adam Silver's barn. He's got to do more about figuring out some guidelines and some rules, and more than that, some punishments and the ability to enforce those. As long as you're on the honor system, this situation is just going to keep getting worse.
Why not just do what Crowder said earlier, which is say that he tweaked his ankle in practice? We got to limit his minutes, maybe. We'll see how he feels during the game. Put him out there for 8 minutes with the intention of not playing him further in the game.
Listen, I think you can do that. The problem is, to do that, he's got to go through a full warm-up. He's got to get himself, you know, he has to get himself into a sweat.
Right, so it's not a real day off.
Ready. Yeah. You know, it's not a day off. As much as you want to say it's a day off, it's not a total day off. And I think that's exactly what his program is for he's going to take these days down. Listen, this is a rough one, because they only have two games in a seven-day period, and he's taking one of them off. And so this one, you know, there's times I've looked at it and said, hey, it's part of what he's doing. You look at this one, and you realize he's taking advantage of being able to have a whole lot of time off by load managing this. And again, I do think that the TV partners have to be intimately involved in this solution, as do the front offices and the players as well. I think everybody's got to look at the bigger picture here. But the bottom line is this: if there's no recourse and no enforcement of you asking teams to not do this, they're still going to do what they want. That's the bottom line. Every team wants to win a championship. They're going to do what they need to do to win the championship. And at times, as unfortunate and unfair as it is, you know, the fans be damned. And in this spot, the TV partners be damned. And listen, it's not a good situation if you're doing that to the fans. It's an even worse situation if you're doing that to the TV partners.
Brian Geltzeiler,
Golden Egg guys.
Follow him on Twitter, @HoopsCritic. We love talking NBA with you. We'll do it again soon.
Always my pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you, Geltzy. By the way, the Heat, if you're excited about the Heat, let us know here at the radio station. They've got a special ticket offer for next Tuesday's game, which is against Detroit. Tickets start at $65, and these special tickets, they include a post-game player meet and greet, which is pretty damn cool. So it's tickets for upper level are $65, lower level are $85, but they include this meet and greet after the game. So that's Tuesday, November 12th against Detroit. If you want to get those tickets, you go to heat.com/meet-and-greet. heat.com/meet-and-greet. And that would be a really fun evening if you're heading out to the Heat game next Tuesday night. There you go. There is your 15 minutes of Heat with Brian Geltzeiler, the Hoops Critic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.